You are listening to the Joe Rogan Experience Review Podcast. We find little nuggets, treasures, valuable pieces of gold in the Joe Rogan Experience Podcast and pass them on to you, perhaps expand a little bit. We are not associated with Joe Rogan in any way. Think of us as the Talking Dead to Joe's Walking Dead. Enjoy the show. Podcast.
You're listening to the Joe Rogan Experience Review.
What a bizarre thing we've created.
Now with your host, Adam Thorne.
This might either be the worst podcast or the best one of all time.
One, go. Enjoy the show.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Joe Rogan Experience Review listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/review. In 2021, mental health is finally a thing. So many people are struggling right now and aren't feeling like their normal selves. Therapy helps. And it doesn't have to be sitting around just talking about your feelings. So what is therapy exactly? It's whatever you want it to be. You can privately talk to someone if you feel like you're not dealing well with your stress or you're having relationship issues. Whatever you need. Don't be ashamed of normal human struggles and start feeling better. Because you deserve to be happy. And now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. You can keep it private that way. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is all about. See if it's for you, because you are your greatest asset. Again, that's betterhelp.com/review. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. Last week was an interesting one. He did a double header, a double Bert Kreischer. I guess once you get that guy talking, you can't stop. It's too fun.
He's a double down guy.
He's a double header any day of the week. Bit of Rogan news. I read an article that Rogan was actually knocked off the top spot of the Spotify charts, I think just for like 1 week or like maybe a couple of days. By these guys that do a podcast called Banter.
Oh, yeah.
Which suggests to me that that's like a British podcast, because Banter is kind of like the shit talking that we do in England. And it's with Sapnap and Carl Jacobs. And I think they're like gamers.
Interesting.
So I think this is like a bit of an introduction into like, the you know, those gamer dudes that just, I don't know, they film playing video games that's like super popular. I don't know. I don't watch that shit. But they're so massive, though. They have such huge
followings.
That, dude, and I think that, you know, we might see that that's like the future of like all information when it comes to podcasting.
Right.
You know, they might just start jumping over and being like, yeah, we're going to capitalize in every area here.
A lot of LARPers out there. You familiar with the word?
Is it LARPers? I think gamer people are up from LARPing, though, right?
You think that's a step up? I think it's right around the same. You might be a closet gamer, so that might be the issue.
Not really.
I
kind of wish I was more of a gamer, to be honest. There's some great games out there. I don't have the patience for it. I do some of that. Some of the VR stuff.
I was going to ask you. Is that we're? I was literally about.
Yeah, I get on. Like, there's some good games, but like, it's.
I'm not being
it's
critical.
A bit immersive.
Should I do it? Should I buy that? Should I pull the trigger on that? Would you endorse that? Because we
get one.
All right, we'll get it. I've been talking.
Get it though. Facebook was down last week.
I heard. Oh,
and Instagram.
When Facebook is down, you need
else.
Oculus, huh?
No, you can't use it. It doesn't work.
Oh. Interesting.
Didn't work. How long was Instagram down for?
Like a day? I don't know. We were bowling, just having fun with actual humans, so I wasn't really that concerned with it. But I actually went to get the bowling shoes that, like, my brother and I were both like, isn't it weird Instagram's been down? Did you hear that meme too? It says something about like Mark Zuckerberg lost $7 billion when that time was down or some crazy shit. Did you hear that?
Hilarious.
Imagine that. Imagine, like, waking up and somebody being like, oh, yeah, you're $7 billion poorer.
Well, imagine
what... Now, I guess when you have $100 billion, you don't care.
I was going to say, imagine waking up and saying you got $7 billion. Let's go ahead and think about that, first of all. But
that's a good point.
I mean,
that's a good point.
I'm sure he's not too worried about it. I mean, at that point.
I do feel like
at that
do you let that go?
At that point, is there a certain point in life where you're just like, all right, money's not a thing anymore? Or are you just always chasing it? Because I don't necessarily think that. I think there's got to be a point where you're like, all right, if in the millions, you have everything you need, you can give away as much as you need, and you can help out all your friends and family. Is there a point where it comes where you're like, all right, I'm good? Not that you want to be.
I don't think. I haven't seen many examples.
Do you feel that way? Are you chasing money? Like, I don't feel like I'm chasing money. I'm chasing the things that I love to do. Like, I really feel that way.
I want some.
I want some. But I want to be able to order the guac. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, it's like, when's enough? Like, when is it? Is that just like the thing we've made for ourselves?
But I think that's the point. I think it's such a difficult thing to understand that it's never enough. I think we're always like, yeah, give us some more of that. I'll take some more.
I choose differently. I'm choosing differently.
All right.
I'm choosing differently.
Yeah, but maybe because you don't have a bunch of like super dope rich friends that are like, we're going on the yacht tonight.
And so I'm not comparing.
You need to rent your own yacht.
Okay.
You know, I think it might become that, right? That's just a theory, but it might be that like all of a sudden the people that you're around are doing things that are like, hey, we're getting a jet out of this place. You should come and jet out there with us.
But are you?
And all of a sudden you're spending money to hang out with people you probably don't even love.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
Could happen.
I don't think I'm going to do that. I'm 40.
No?
I'm almost 40, but I've fucking got a good little sifter on like who I want in my life, and those people are there.
All right, bro.
So calm down.
We touch bases with you when you start jetting
places. I don't even think that. I'm not saying that I'm something like enlightened, but I don't know. Like, are you telling me that
no, I'm just saying I haven't seen a lot of examples.
Even if you were just like,
it just seems like maybe Elon Musk, like selling all his properties and getting rid of a lot of his stuff. It's like, okay, maybe he is starting to be like, all right, this shit's not important. But he also sees the value in being the richest man in the world, and he can do super dope things like go to space.
I know, isn't that? Yeah, I've been given some thought to that too. It's a weird thing to want to approach. Not in a bad way. It's just an interesting thing. Is that like the next move? Is that what?
Well, where are they going to go? Bottom of the sea?
No,
how much fun stuff's going on down
there? Here's my question. I'm not saying that he's wrong, but it's not to play devil's advocate. But with as smart as he is, like, well, let's let him like attack the homeless problem. This is what's going through my head right now. Like, let's let his fucking awesome mind attack some of these like social issues. Like, rather than go into space, because what do we need to go to fucking space for? I mean, I appreciate it. I'm not saying it's bad, but like, I don't know. But like, what if we used his?
Maybe that's where we could put the homeless people.
Let's put the homeless in space.
On the moon.
On the moon.
They could have their own colony. Could be great up there.
All right, well, maybe
I don't know. I'm not saying it's like get rid of them. I'm saying that could be better.
No, I'm...
How about give them the best home, put them on the moon, and they've got all the best shit up there, and it's thanks to Elon Musk.
Slow down. I feel like you're going to have to... If you just talk to a lot of these homeless people, you could probably shape their minds and make them just want something. I think that's probably what life comes down to, right?
I think you're focused on this because you stayed in LA and I didn't, and you're surrounded by
I literally just told you I walked to pick up the takeout Chinese, and there was a naked lady with her boobs and her whole body out, and she's just rubbing lotion on her body, and I'm like, you don't see this in Bozeman.
No. No, the homeless don't get as dry up here.
They don't need lotion in Bozeman. Fair enough.
Well, but at least she's taking care of herself. Yeah, when was the last time you lotioned yourself up? I rarely do.
Fortunately, my girl is like very into self-care and skincare, so I'm fortunate in that role.
So you understand what
I get. What she's doing. Let me go ahead and take two steps back. I appreciate what she was doing. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, if she was as white as me, I hope that was sunscreen.
Very white.
Because that's a smart move.
This sounds like something Bert Kreischer might do.
Well, let's jump on a Bert, because we've got, what, 5 hours of podcast to talk about?
Singing fucking...
All right, number one, Bert is an absolute legend. Like, there's no way around it. Like, he's sweet, funny, like, gentle, honest. He says really the most self-deprecating shit of any comedian, and I love it.
That's exactly when he really
gets to the meat of
when
it.
When I was taking that pee prior to the podcast, and I said Bert is, and he said what? I just wanted to say that Bert has really grown on me. Like I've learned to appreciate him a lot. Like there was a time there, like in Sober October, and just like, I don't know, he just is a lot of the time, but I just appreciate like his sentiment now, and I think that you just said calling him sweet makes me fucking really appreciate it. He was like, I was listening to a podcast with him and Tom Segura just in the sauna the other day, and he was like, how was Joe at the MMA fight? And he was just like, how was he around his daughters? And Tom was like, he treats them like normal people. He's like, that's fucking awesome. And just like the way they were talking about it, it was just like, Bert's just fucking ultimately sweet. He's a good guy. Like, it was just awesome as mine.
Yeah. He seems like that. I mean, and one of the most amazing things about him is watching him at the Comedy Store. He would just come out. It would be 10 o'clock on a Thursday, you know, and he just comes out, like, the energy's, like, wherever it is, like, maybe it's high, maybe someone before him, like, really was hammering it, and, like, everyone's, like, perked up and ready to go, or maybe it was just, like, one of the up-and-comers that were, like, working their way through the Comedy Store, so it was, like, an average set, nothing. He doesn't give a fuck. He comes out, immediately takes his shirt off, ramps it, like, he finds a way to get the most energy out of everything. And then there he is with his shirt off, you know, looking like the Adonis that he is, let's be fair. And he just goes into it. He just gets going and he just starts talking about his kids doing something or like stealing food from the fridge or like one of his kids. He had this bit about one of his kids taking all the pickles or something. It was just like it almost didn't fit with the fact that he had his shirt off, but everything about him was like, all right, I don't know what's going on, but this is fucking hilarious. I like all of this energy.
Anytime
he did it every time. Every time.
People need to make more pickle jokes, first of all. Second of all,
number one, more pickle jokes.
But when he was talking about how he tells that machine story, and he's like, literally, Joe, you putting me on and me telling that story has made my life. Like did you hear, like, just the like tone in his voice when they were talking about it was so, like,
there's a lot of love there, man.
You know what I mean? It was so reverent. It was.
Yeah.
It was like he's enjoying the ride, but at the same time he recognized how he got there, and it's like there's a lot of fucking love to be shown for that.
Yeah, didn't he say that the teacher from that trip reached out to him?
Right, right, right.
And was like, you made a career out of this story? Right. Because if you listen to it, I think there's a good animation on YouTube of the story. Like, somebody put one to it. And it's just brilliant. I'll put a link in the bio so you can watch it. I'm pretty sure it exists, unless I dreamt it, but I'm pretty sure. So it just is the crazy, and like just knowing that the teacher had to deal with this, like go back to Bert and be like, wait, you robbed the people in your class? Like, are you out of your mind?
That was the best story ever.
So perfect.
It was, I think that, so good. I think the reason that you and I relate to him in that scenario is like, we could have done that. For those of you who haven't listened to the machine story,
yeah,
please,
I'm not going to lie.
Please go listen to that story, because it is pretty prophetic and pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's something else. Absolutely brilliant. I love that. So like, obviously during COVID, a lot of comedians were basically out of work right away. And it seemed like there was no way around it. Like, they were closing shows down left and right. Even at the Comedy Store, you had to perform behind the window, which was like some people could do it, but like God, only the best guys could like figure that out. That was brutal.
I don't even know that.
Then there were people doing Zoom calls, and it's like, look, if something's not hard enough, now you've just made it basically impossible.
Andrew Schultz
to go out.
Andrew Schultz dominated and Bert dominated. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. No, no, 100%. Like a couple of people, Mark Norman also did great online. Andrew Schultz did, of course. Rush. But then Bert doing those drive-through shows, what a genius idea.
Did you hear, like, it was funny, too, that it was like a bro moment in that podcast whenever. I can't remember who came on. I don't want to say Eliza, but somebody came on and said that she did the first person to do the drive-in shows. Not that, who cares, ego first, whatever. I'm not.
Yeah, it was. But
he was like,
Eliza?
Joe immediately was like, were you? Like, I remember that podcast, and he was like, were you the first? He's like, I think Bert actually was the first that did it. And then they, like, discussed it on this podcast. Like, he brought it up, and no disrespect to Eliza. Like, she's cool, but she took it.
No, she's badass. And you know what? She may have thought of it independently.
Right. She took it back. Who cares? Either way, it doesn't matter. But it was just funny to see him, like, show some, like, bro love on that moment is my point.
Well, sometimes it takes a moment, right?
Right.
To just be humble enough to be like, okay, who the fuck came up with this? And after the ninja Jamie got into it, I think we figured out that it was fucking Bert, right. 100%.
And what a good idea.
But
what
did you hear how many shows he
did? What a fucking Florida move. It's like so awesome. Like what a good that's just like fucking mouses that get in the butter. They churn the butter and they get out. That's what fucking Bert did. He's like, I'm going to make a career out of this. And he's fucking huge now, too. Like, huge. Good for him.
I mean, he was big before, right. But what a brilliant idea.
So smart.
And even the fact that he was taking a loss. Like, he had that DJ. It, like, cost him a lot of money. Right. And he's like, fuck it, let's go. And then within how long, he was just selling out.
When you think, well, I think to give him some credit, and who knows, but I think if you start thinking from the end in any of these things, you're gonna win. Like, don't just get caught up in the moment. Just think about the end game. When that's probably what he was smart enough to see the numbers. You know what I mean?
I just wish that more comics had like kind of followed suit during that time,
right.
And then we wouldn't have had such a downturn.
That's a good point.
But, you know, that's not his responsibility. No. He came up with the idea. That's a brilliant idea. Right. He's not going to then reach out to every comic that exists and be like, right, everyone needs to do this. Yeah. He's just trying to keep his fucking boat afloat, and I respect
it. It was awesome hearing him, like, be transparent about the fact that Tom was like, that's a terrible idea. And he's like, or I don't think he said terrible, but he, like, just wasn't completely on board. Is that accurate?
Yeah, well, Tom, you've heard Tom talk about, if you watch the Comedy Store special they did that was just about all the comedians there, and then there's this moment where Tom Segura is coming out of one of Joe Rogan's podcasts, like podcast fucking 10, and Brian Redband gets him on film going, why is Joe doing this? What a total waste of time. Like, I think Tom is genius as he is, and he's absolutely brilliant. Those shows he puts on, his comedy, everything, the like legend, but I think he just has that, like, we should almost just wait for Tom to say it's a bad idea and know that we should invest and then do it 100%. Yeah. If Tom's like, I don't like how this sounds,
you know what's going through,
we just go, okay, put $1,000 into that right
now. To Tom's credit, and I don't know his mom, but I'm thinking to myself, he probably heard his mom or dad say that, and now he's just reciprocating those words. So to his credit, I could see that being the I don't think that kind of stuff is, like, embedded in your head.
Well, to be fair, there's a lot of dumb ideas out there. So
right. True.
All we really know is that he didn't really like two of them, but he was – that worked out. He was probably right 99% of the time, right?
Yeah.
With, like, most ideas, he's probably like, yeah.
Yeah, right. I bet when it comes to Bert, he's got to fucking use kind of a filter on that. I agree.
Yeah, who knows, maybe he'll start believing more.
I mean, who the fuck,
I'm sure Bert has Burt probably has 50 ideas a day that are completely
Great ideas. I mean, I watched this. Did you watch that video of him and his wife? It's escaping me her name. But he bought a cold plunge after Joe did, and she's like, I'm going to do this for 30 days. She said, everybody that's never done a cold plunge is like, I'll do this for 30 days. And then you're like, ooh, that was not what I expected. And she got in there, and she thought she was like going to lose her life. And he's like, yeah, that's 29 days more to go. And I haven't followed up with that story, but I'm imagining she was like, that was awful. And then like 5 minutes went by, and she's like, now I feel really good. And he's like, that's what happens. And I, not to be woo-woo, but isn't that the whole thing about suffering is when you go through suffering, you feel good afterwards.
Yeah, but do you think Bert did 30 days of that stuff
too? I don't know, but I know he bought the cold plunge. So let's call Bert. Can you reach out and let us know?
Bert, can you let us know? Like Bert cares. He's like, these fucking nerds. Shut up. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Maybe he got in there and did it. Like, that might be a challenge he would be up for. I mean, to be fair, you can just sit there with a, you know, a strong Tito's.
I don't think you could sit in a cold plunge with a strong Tito's, and I like Tito's.
Yeah, you'd shake all the ice out of it.
I told you that moment when I was, I said I was going to do 3 minutes, and then I said I was going to do 5 minutes, and then Alicia had to come out of the sauna and say, get out of the cold plunge, because it was at 10 minutes. But I had a complete, there's a disconnect you can come from in your brain that like completely disconnects from, I don't want to say pain, because I don't know if it's pain, but I think that pain sucks. But cold was something that I could just breathe through.
I think it's practice. I don't think that it's, I think that the first time you did it, you didn't think that way. No, that's good. I bet the first time you got in there, you were like, fuck this.
No, that's fair.
But then after a while, the cold...
No, that's very true.
Plunges. It kind of, I don't want to say it's a state of mind like you have to choose, but I feel like your nervous system gets used to it and realizes you're not going to die.
No, that's totally right.
And then it starts to kind of like settle down.
What if we just associated that mindset to the rest of our life?
I notice you're clanging cans around this episode.
Nope.
But what makes me think about it is like Joe had some technical difficulties with his earphones, like his headphones, remember, the beginning of this episode? And I couldn't help but thinking Garrett is the living personification of a technical difficulty. And I'm like,
I appreciate that.
I can't fix it. I don't know.
I'm definitely telling him.
I just say, hey, could you not clang things around? You love it. You're a clanging.
I'm definitely going to tell my girl that you just said that.
Clanging guy. I wish just like for all the bad reviews we get, I wish we just got one that was like 1 star. That guy clangs things around. Like, I think that's a challenge. Maybe I shouldn't put it out because I get like 50 of them, but I'm like, you know what? Maybe make it a 5-star, but also put he clangs things around. I don't know.
This is a Burt pod. This is a Burt podcast. I figured I'd clang a little bit.
It's the Burt pod.
So lay off.
It's the Burt pod. If we're not going to have some beers on this one, I don't know which one to get into. I do love that Burt said that Winston Churchill is his favorite alcoholic. That is
legend.
Amazing.
Legend.
As a Brit, I'm like, yes. Thank you.
Legend thing to say.
Thank you. I wanted to pull up a bunch of Winston Churchill quotes, but my favorite, I didn't pull any up, but my favorite one of him is he's in Parliament and he's drunk. Why not? You know, it's like the 1930s or 40s, like he's hammered and he's insulting people left and right. And one of like what's great about like the British Parliament is like female politicians have been in there for a long time.
Really?
Like, for whatever reason, we had, like, even back in, like, the 30s and 40s, like, we had female MPs, we had Margaret Thatcher in the 80s as the Prime Minister. Like, you know, it's a... progressive country, right? But anyway, I don't mean progressive, like, better than others. I just mean that, like, open to, like, who is the best of the time. Right. So this lady is in there, and she's very, very smart. She's very clever. And Winston's talking a lot of shit.
And she turns to Winston Churchill and she's like, she goes, Winston, you're drunk. And she goes, I may be drunk, but tomorrow I'll be sober and you'll always be ugly.
Oof.
Which is as dark as you can imagine. And, you know, here's the thing. He probably had a lot of respect for her. Like, no doubt. I would imagine if you look at the whole picture, like, they probably had good banter all the time. Like, they probably were always talking shit. So he wasn't, like, really picking on her. But that's a pretty fucking dark comeback for sure. You gotta like it.
I think as a comedian, you are, and I like to laugh. I think that saying the funniest thing is probably the best case scenario from here on out.
Yeah, I mean, but they're not comedians; they're politicians.
Well, fuck them.
They're just winding each other up constantly. British Parliament loves to do.
Oh, really?
They love it.
I didn't know that.
Oh, dude, they talk a lot of shit in there.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not like the Congress in the U.S.
What is it?
Like they get into each other. They're just giving each other shit constantly.
Were you ever? What was your? Were you attached to the Princess Diana situation? Was that a thing for you?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Did you guys talk on the phone, or were you guys friends?
I remember when she died. What do you say?
I thought you guys all knew each other.
Was I sad when she died? Yeah, that wasn't great.
Yeah, that was a rough moment.
She seemed cool. She seemed like one of the more normal versions of the.
What do you think about her kids? Are you attached to them? Did you guys hook up or no?
They seem like nice people. I know some people that know Harry.
What do they say?
They said he was cool. They said he was a cool dude.
Appreciate that.
So he used to hang out in Tetbury, which is close to where I lived. And one of my ex-girlfriends had friends that used to kind of hang out and party with him. And they were like, he was a cool dude.
Nice.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a bit full of himself because the first part of his name is Prince. Right? But he wasn't, you know, he was down to have a good time. Like, I like that. He likes the party.
There we go. Let's call him. Can we have our ad agency reach out to Prince?
He lives right next to you, bro. Go find
him.
He lives in Beverly Hills now, I think. Well, yeah. Well, no, not
let's
that.
Have him call me. I don't want to call him.
Imagine
we'll do
that.
A double date.
Yeah, get him some sunscreen. He's ginger.
Is he gingy?
Yeah. Full on ginge. Oh, what did you think about Bert talking about Goggins and Jocko and like wanting to know him and being inspired by him and all this? I like what Joe was saying that Jocko, because he was like, oh, I think Jocko would just think I'm a loser, Bert was saying. Kind of.
Dude, I'm so thankful you brought that up because I'm so happy that I can't describe the way Bert talked about Dave. I'm going to call him Dave. Does he even go by Dave? He probably goes by David. But the way he talked about him, like, literally got me fired up. Like, I got, like, a fucking fire in my stomach to just fucking... He was like... They pulled up that video, and I listened to that, and then I was telling you today, as on my bike, riding the Golds, all I hear is fucking... Who gonna carry the boats? Who gonna carry the boats?
Right.
And that's all that's going through my fucking head, and I'm just like... I'm just gonna go fucking... tear my body apart and see what fucking happens today, just literally based on that fucking thought process. Like, I sent it to my girl and I was like, here we go, I guess we'll just do fucking 3 hours at the gym today.
yeah, but I mean the fact that he brings it up and is like, that fires me up. Like, he goes into a different gear. Right,
it's me.
He just like is ready to roll.
It's like pouring hot sauce on hot food and then fucking pouring your eyeballs. It's like, let's fucking go.
Animal, man. I would like to, I'm curious to know if someone doesn't get motivated by God.
Because
I've met people up here in Montana that are hunters that like are a little bit, I don't know. I've talked to them a little bit, and they're just like, I don't know, that Cameron Haynes guy, man. There's a lot of hunters up here that are like that.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's not anything special. Get yeah, I'm a bit like that. I'm like, here. Dude, he runs 240 miles.
But the thing about that...
10 marathons? Get the fuck out of here.
Slow down. Here's the thing. Weak people talk about other people. Period.
That's what it sounded like. Yeah,
period.
A little bit.
Period.
Like jealousy.
Jealousy. You don't talk about other... the only thing that I fucking want to do is bring people up and acknowledge their fucking awesome accomplishments. If you ever would look at Cameron Haynes and say something like that, you have some weak bones in your fucking body, bro.
Well, it's clearly dumb. So I have to say. Dumb. I don't respect it. Because it doesn't make any sense. I'm like, oh, you know people like this? You know people that can run 240 miles?
But, I got no space.
But my question is, who could say that about Goggins? Like, not that you can even pick on Cameron, because you shouldn't be able to, but Goggins is the red line version of the red line people.
I feel...
like, he is so off the charts of, like, what is humanly possible.
Can you tell me that I...
that who could say that he isn't about...
And I'm, I want to stay humble right now, but, like, literally when I see him and I hear him, it's... I can't tell you the vibrations that go through my body in here. And I know his story is very similar to my story in to some regard. I cannot relate so well to somebody like that. It feels so good to hear him say it. I know it's fucking crazy, and I like to party, and I still like to love, and I think he's probably a fucking awesome dude too. Like, but I'm pretty sure he's so engaged with not releasing the party part. But when I hear his voice, it fucking resonates I don't know, my girl just got a sound bath the other night, and she said it tuned me up. And when I hear his voice, it fucking tunes me up. Who gonna carry the fucking boats? That's what goes through my head.
Yeah, when he's benching, that video of him benching, when he's like, you don't know me.
I sent that.
You know he's exhausted. And when Cameron
Haynes says, you don't know me, son.
Here's the
thing. You don't know me, son.
Yeah, he goes.
I sent that meme you sent to me. I sent it to her.
He goes, he gets tired, right? And you, and like, his feet hurt, or he has to take his shoes off. And like, look, when Cameron Haynes says, and he's trained with so many people, when he says, look, if you're taking your shoes off and doing all that, that's the end. That's the end of you. Like, you're not going to do it. They carried on running, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Goggins just runs up to them, past them, and is just screaming in his own mind of go.
That's all that goes through my head. Like, that's all that goes through my head.
Dude.
I love it. Like, I fucking love it. And I feel like
that's exciting stuff,
dude,
man.
It's invigorating. It's like a
because everyone gets hard days.
Everyone gets hard days.
Somebody was talking to me the other day, and they were like, and it made sense. They were like, hey, how awesome do you think Joe's life is, Rogan? And I was like, I'm sure it's an amazing life. He has a great life. And he's like, dude, I'm sure he has a lot of downtime and a lot of quote-unquote boring times, and a lot of times that are just regular, like, life. And he if you think about it, he talks about the difficulties that he puts in daily, and he doesn't always enjoy it, just like Goggins.
I don't...
Like, these guys do hard shit that probably isn't the 100% best thing they want to do.
If I could get the feeling that I feel when I leave the gym in, like, some fucking sort of pill, I'd probably do that. But the thing about it is the hard work that goes in. There's nothing more satisfying than looking back and being like, all right, I just put that time in. I donated that.
Yeah, but how many times have you rode over there and been like, I kind of wish I was doing something else?
Right? Zero. Zero.
Well, you're a freak, Gary.
I'm telling you right now, there's never been a time that there just hasn't. Like, I know that's the medicine that...
Well, we'll see once we get you into jiu-jitsu.
Oh, okay. How about okay, that? mouth.
Because... we'll see if you say zero times.
That I don't want to go get my ass.
There are plenty of times
I
go up there and I'm like, oh, God, this is going to be a nightmare.
I don't buy that. You go in there fucking...
All right. Well, let's get
there. I'm down.
I mean, I always feel the same when I leave. Feels good. Mostly relieved I didn't die.
I'm in.
But there are plenty of moments that don't feel good before I go there.
Like what?
And that's an important thing to talk about. That's important that Goggins talks about it. Like, he doesn't want to put his shoes on and go for a run.
I don't want to do it.
Like, let's not pretend that everybody wants to do
that. Nobody wants to do it. I don't want to do it. That's what separates the fucking winners from the losers. They want to win.
Wait, what?
That's what separates... I feel like every day is like a resume of your life. Like, the decisions and the conscious things that you do and how you treat people are the resume that you write on every single day basis. There's no time off. There's no supposed to be. It just, that's what it is. So like when I'm not trying to be like a freak or anything. I'm just saying when you say that, like, that I hope that people see the value in that. Like, that's the most important thing, is when you exhibit those behaviors, you reflect those behaviors back, and you are a constant mirror.
No, I agree, but I don't think that it's helpful saying that you never don't want to go to the gym, because most people don't want to go, and I feel like you still kind of don't want to go.
I'm telling you right now, I don't want to go ever. If I could feel the way I'd...
Yeah, I wasn't saying that you're not going to go. You're always going to go because you're a weirdo and you go every day like a fucking machine. But it's important to say that you don't want to. Some people can't even go.
I don't want to. If you could hand me a pill that said, hey, you'll feel this way after you leave, I'd be like, cool, I'll take that pill. Maybe. I don't know if I would, because the timing and the mindset and the breathing and a lot of the things that go through my head I need to deal with on a daily basis just to get...
Well, you're on your own there, because if they had a pill that was like... If they had a steroid that they were just like, dude, you take this, you look like The Rock, and you don't ever have to lift weights, but if you needed to, you could just throw a car over a house, I'd be like, yeah, man, take it.
I know, but how beneficial would that be if everybody else had it?
Well, true, but we don't need to compare ourselves to everyone.
What?
We just have to be massive. Whoa.
Let's slow down. Let's go ahead and revalue that fucking statement. Exactly. That's the whole point. We don't always have to value ourselves. I think that's human nature, is to always compare yourself. And
Yeah, of course. I get it. But also, if there was just a pill that you took that was more effective than the hardest workouts that you could do, if science got to that point, you'd be mad not to take that.
You're right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then it would almost be like working out at that point would just be, I don't know, like some nostalgia.
Nerds.
Like, you're just taking yourself into the gym just to, like, hang out with your buddies. You're like, look how easy this is. Why do we even do this? This is already done.
We used to do this in the 60s.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't around.
What do you think about Bert talking about all his IVs? Him and what was that other comedian's name? Mark Norman.
I want to try it.
And he would be doing the IVs after Red Rock.
I mean, and Joe always talks about it too, and Dave talks about it. I mean, that's what he said, that they would go to those IV drips. I would love to try that just to see how it would make me feel.
How expensive do you think those are? They can't be that much.
Who cares? We're abundant.
Well, my roommate in Santa Monica, the fireman, we used to have IVs. We never did any of them. We had a drawer of them. Because he was like a paramedic, like whatever the medical side of the fire department. So we had IVs. Right. I probably just got him fired. But
we didn't mention any names.
Well, maybe. So, but like we had them in this drawer. And we never use one ever. And he was like, yeah, anytime we get super hungover, we can just do these. I never did them. I was like, what? I don't know. Like,
I'd try it.
It just never came up. But it seems like a great idea. Those guys love that stuff.
Put new blood in your body? Seems like a refreshing thing.
No, that's not what it is at all. It's just IV. Bro, it's just like a saline solution.
I'm not a scientist.
So like water. And I obviously,
playoff.
It's not, but it's not blood. They're not in blood.
I know.
Your
I
system.
Just made that up. I was talking.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll try it. How about next year?
All right. I'm,
Make that.
I mean, next year is only.
Let's go to Burning. Let's go to Burning Man. Let's try.
I'm in.
You in?
Can I just ask you a quick question? What are your thoughts on minimalism?
No, I'm taking no. What minimalism? Well, it's good for your budget.
Is it? Do you prefer to have?
I would recommend it.
Do you like stuff? You're a guy that's had a lot of stuff. What's better, less or more?
It's got to be less, right? I mean, how much shit do you
need? It doesn't got to be. You tell me. I'm curious. I don't know.
There's some stuff you need, though, right? I mean, but you can keep it pretty basic. I think people can go off the rails with buying shit. Right. For sure.
Right. And all it takes is a click to do that now. Isn't that kind of a weird thing?
Kinda. Yeah.
Like, that's all it takes.
Dude, yeah, you like build up your Amazon wish list, and at the end of the month, just like completely empty your account. Like, that's a dangerous.
It's so weird how much
dangerous
advertising mode can have an impact on your life too. Like, I think it's important to recognize that. Like, because even like when I'm
Well, think about it. I don't know if you think about this, but like back in the day when we used to watch regular TV. The commercials that always stood out to me were the car commercials. Always like, buy the new car, buy the new truck. You don't see that much these days watching like streaming stuff and YouTube. And like, so I never think about buying new vehicles ever.
That's a good point.
But it always used to be a thing. I remember those Lexus commercials for some reason. I never even liked those cars. I didn't know they're good. But I would just see them and I'm like, God, I probably need a Lexus. Maybe that'd make me happy. Like, they work.
What?
You see commercials enough, you want to buy shit. That's just, for anyone to say that they're not, like, that they don't believe in that, I don't know.
Oh, that is so.
That's why I kind of feel weird about running ads on this podcast sometimes. I'm like, shit, do I really want the people that listen to this to buy this shit? We try to put stuff on that I'm like, yeah, this is actually dope.
Right.
But, like, you know, sometimes they're just like, also, we will sponsor you to do this. I'm like, okay. I don't have a lot of time to think about it. Hold on. Is this any good?
Is that a time to be righteous? I don't know. That's a weird dichotomy.
Dude, somewhat. I think so. Why not? Right? Why not? Why not keep a bit of integrity in the world of no one has integrity?
I agree.
Like, that's
are you gonna do? You're gonna buy a new fucking watch? Like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah. Well, what would we not advertise? Well, here's the thing. We've never talked about that. How about we say that?
Nothing.
No cigarettes.
I'm cool with that.
I would advertise alcohol though. I like.
Here's the deal. I'll advertise cigarettes too. Fuck it. If it makes you happy, then do it.
All right.
What do we do?
Well, that's freedom.
What are we doing? Like, do whatever the fuck you want at all times. It's in the name of the fucking game.
That's freedom.
Like, if you don't,
there's got to be something you wouldn't advertise.
I mean, though. I'm not going to promote like rape or like child pornography.
Dude, who is paying to advertise rape?
That is a terrible example.
Yes, clearly.
I'm just saying.
If a company came to us and was like,
hey, we gotta...
we're not saying we're into it, but we just support it. If you could just talk about it.
This is a good circle back to the vaccine situation.
Oh, God.
We're not...
Here we go.
let's just have a quick moment with this. Obviously, I don't want to promote anything negative. Let's go ahead and preface that. I want to promote you do whatever makes you happy. Period. And I'm going to leave it right there.
As long as it's not against the law.
If it's
like murder.
Let's stay away from murder and let's stay away. Here's a better preface. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, I'm cool with that.
But a lot of people think that if you don't get vaccinated,
That's rude.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the
okay. From a non, let's have this conversation from a non-car owner. From a non-car owner now. You own a car. Last year, you killed 42,000 people.
Well, that's that.
You own a car.
Is the total?
You own a car. You own a car. You did that with your car. That's more.
Well, they did that. Not one person.
But that's more, substantially more, than people that died from COVID last year. Substantially more.
Well, hold on. So they're saying that it's like 600,000.
I know that. I know that's a caveman analogy. I'm not owning.
But let's break
saying,
it down.
Like, let's be honest.
I get it. I get
we're
what
doing
you're
numbers.
Saying,
like, what the fuck are we doing?
And you know, we barely know anything about this. But let's try our best. So 600,000 people ish in the U.S. died of COVID. They're saying that 5% of those people only had one or less comorbidities, which is 30,000 people. So that's kind of on par with the deaths of cars. Now, you could say that, well, the people with more comorbidities, they need to be protected too. I get it. Like, they need to be more protected. But, you know, one or less is like you're really taking care of yourself. Like, maybe you have
an autoimmune problem or something.
But, like, you can reduce your comorbidities, right? If you have, especially if you have, like, four. Like, they're not all... like genetic to the point where you can't get away from it, for maybe for some people, but like you can get in shape to not have all of them. So yeah, it's like close to the car accident thing. And then if you look at it that way, it's like, well, they're not putting a lot of pressure on, you know, Elon Musk to only make self-driving cars, which would save a lot of people's lives. Like, Elon's cars are way safer.
We're literally just picking issues and qualifying them as important. That's what's weird. And it obviously has to be, like, lobby-based. Like, the political, like, has to be...
All right, real quick. Am I on speaker
right
now?
Yeah, my headphones
like,
just died.
Are we fucking this... Okay, brilliant. Great.
What's the difference?
Good. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to sound fine to everyone listening.
Let's talk about the future. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's get down to it. Did Bert talk about shrooming and like wanting to shroom? Did he say that he had done a lot of shrooming or he was microdosing?
I mean, he grew up in Florida. I'm sure he's done a lot of shit he's not talking about. But.
Shout out to Dalton.
We love you.
Son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
Is that something you've tried? Have you tried microdosing?
I've done microdosing. I've done macrodosing too.
Well,
I would imagine you macrodose everything.
I've done micro from time to time, but
do you think that
alcohol is the most useless microdosing you could do? What would that even be? A kombucha?
I don't know. I feel like it's a good bonding material.
Yeah, but not for microdosing.
Micro is like a tiny amount. What are you going to do? Like a quarter of a beer and then get a reaction from it? It's not going to work, right? It's like the worst drug to microdose.
You need to pour Fireball in your nostrils.
Yeah, and that is clearly macrodosing.
No, but when it comes to the mushrooms, I think that Joe, he probably said it when he was faded on one of his pods, but he's like, if every politician had to do one dose of mushrooms, it opens your mind up to everything, does it not? I think it's probably good, depending on the dosage.
If anyone went too heavy and they'd never done it before, you might just get scared.
I get scared too, but getting scared is, I'm not saying that I promote a lot, but yeah, start small. But I think there is a huge, it's like when you pull the leaf back. I don't know how to describe it. It's like when you pull the blinds open and you're like, oh, now I see.
Yeah, I think the expression is pull the curtains.
But you're close to it.
It's loud outside now. I'm on speakerphone, so lay off. I'm just trying to come up with some things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a nightmare to fucking sort the sound quality out, but it's going to be fine. Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm sure there's not a bunch of shuffling sounds and other noises.
Go on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you're right. It's like, it's like, how do you get to the point, though?
Like, how do you make...
How do you make a system where, like, once a year the politicians do shrooms together? Like, it just, I believe it's a future that could exist.
I really do.
I feel like it could be a thing. But it's so not accepted. Like, even with this, like, slow legalization in different areas, and now there's therapy in this and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, none of the politicians will ever, like, admit that they have, like, mental problems. And we know they all do.
Here's a reasonable solution.
All right.
Term limits, age limits.
Age limit should be a thing. Age limit. And I don't want to take anything away from, like, old wise people. Not at all. But after, like, 70...
Why even be in that position?
Just take a step back. Why even be in that position? Please.
To even want that is narcissistic at that point. It's like you're trying to be a god. It's like you had your time.
Yeah, chill on the beach.
No, but you had your time. You had your time. Have your time. And then pass it on and let the generation grow. That's what life's about, like progression. Like, let the next generation come in and write the next book rather than holding on to this old bullshit that we're doing here is just silly. Like, stop with the age thing. Like, our president is 78 years old. What the fuck are we doing?
Dude,
are we going to have a 100-year-old
What are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Like, what's the...
It sounds crazy.
I'd rather have a...
78 is really fucking
really
old,
man. Really old. What are you doing? Nobody in my life has lived past fucking 55. And you're running the goddamn country? What are we talking about, bro?
Sometimes
what are we fucking doing?
Difficult to understand.
You're wiser than...
Like, our last president said the most outrageous shit I've ever heard ever, which I don't think is good either. But at times, I'm not saying you always said that, but, like, sometimes he said some outrageous shit. But this one, sometimes, says some things that I can't even understand the words. So I'm... I that's confusing.
Because I'm like,
what? I wouldn't. If I was at the UPS store and I was like, hey, how much is it to send this package? And he started telling a story
about
back in 1920 and people touching his legs.
That guy's rubbing lotion on his legs.
I don't know.
If he just started to waffle like that, I'd be like, all right, look. I think I need to talk to somebody else because I'm not going to know how much this package is going to cost to send.
That's a reasonable thing to say.
Yeah.
So I don't know
what else to say about that. Last thing, let's just talk about how much they played music on the pod and how much I love that. They talked about Joey Diaz doing his own radio show on Spotify, I am 100%
in. I'm in.
That's a great fucking idea.
I'll pay Patreon on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I will listen to that all day. All right, let's jump over to Mike Baker. And let's finish this thing up. We're going long. But,
aliens.
Mike Baker, man. Yeah, I know, but you know, we say aliens with him, but like fucking Mike Baker, give us some alien information.
What do you mean? I don't feel like...
I feel like he's being coy with us.
I don't at all.
I feel like he... I love Mike Baker. I really do. I've liked him ever since he went on Rogan. He's a badass. I love that he just comes on and like does his thing.
Dude, that would be some backward shit if he's acting that genuine talking about his kids.
Yeah, he's a dope guy. Yeah. But give us more information. And you know what? If you don't have it, Mike, go back. Go back to the fucking CIA and get
some. Dude, he's a fucking father of three awesome boys. Like, let him fucking live his life. He's just doing these interviews out of fucking... just because he likes Joe. Let's be honest.
No, I get it.
But I want to know UFO stuff, bro. Like, who are we going to?
It does bother me. It does bother me that he's like, when, right, and I don't want to say it bothers me, but when he was like, he's like, I just wouldn't do what Snowden did. He's like, I would have done this, that, and the other.
Dude, that upset me a little bit. I heard him say that. But I get it.
I respect him. He's a patriot and all the rest of it. But I'm like, dude.
I do too.
Come on. You know it's illegal. And you're also like, hey, I 100% wouldn't do this.
He's like, I would have done something different.
It's weird because I respect it, but I also
CIA is probably like a lifetime gig, is my point. Like, you don't get to like separate from that. You think?
You gotta keep talking.
I gotta pee too. I just hold it. The thing about when they start talking about, did they get into Guantanamo? Or was I just watching a recent Netflix situation?
You gotta talk on your own, bro. Like, this is part of your skill set.
Fair enough. Mike. Here's my deal with Mike Baker. I love Sluggo. What was his kids' names? I just named Sluggo.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Yeah, that was brilliant, Derek. I went to pee for 25 seconds. I got to pee too. You had one job, which was keep talking while I was gone, and you were asking me questions.
Yeah, watch how
I do it. Watch how easy this is.
Go ahead.
I think that Mike Baker really, like, and here's the thing. He probably is giving all the information he has. I don't think he knows, you know, that maybe there's nothing to know. You know what I mean? Maybe the things that the UFO guys are talking about is maybe not true, right? I mean, it's hard to know. But maybe it is, but also it's a big organization. Like, the CIA isn't like, oh, by the way, you work here, so we'll tell you everything that happens everywhere. And it was the CIA even that involved in UFOs? Maybe at one time, maybe not. I don't know. But I think he does his best. I think he comes out and says what he needs to. And there might be a part of him that just decides that no matter what, I don't bring up, like, maybe when he reconnects with the agency, they just say, you can't talk about this. And he just has it locked in that he doesn't. And, in a way, I have to respect that. You have to respect that.
Oh, you're back.
He doesn't strike me as that guy.
Did you notice how I didn't ask you any questions at all? Because you were peeing and you wouldn't be able to talk?
Here's my thought.
Well, I'm just saying. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah. I'm not as good as you are, right? Yeah.
Killing me, bro.
Here's the thing. That would be a tough sell to be like, if you're the way he talks about his integrity otherwise, it would be a tough sell to say that I wouldn't be this way for this reason. Because he seems like such a, I don't know what the word is, like, transparent guy. He's like, I don't have, like, what's your, like, what? Otherwise, unless you're worried about your safety, why would, like, Edward Snowden lives in fucking Russia because he's scared, right?
Yeah.
Or he got exported there. Like, that makes sense. So if that would be the situation for Mike Baker, I get it. Like, that would be a reason to not talk about it. Otherwise,
did you just say you got exported?
I don't know what the word is. Layoff. Deported. Only because you're... just because you were fucking attached to that word, layoff.
But either...
But either way, I don't... It would seem interesting to be attached to a subject unless it came down to your safety of your family. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I don't think it's a safety issue.
I don't think that nobody's threatening Mike Baker's family at all. I think he just might not have good information.
Okay.
Maybe nobody's told him.
I don't know.
I mean, he's been out of the CIA for a while.
It would be an interesting.
What did you think of what he was saying about the Afghanistan? Leaving all the equipment and.
That was, I don't know, man.
I mean, he obviously is.
That whole scenario was a debauchery. It's interesting seeing, well, and not to say lib or Republican, but it's like, he's kind of more of a, I don't want to say pro-Trump guy, but like, he just appreciated the fact that Trump was like, no bullshit. Like, let's just go do this stuff. I'm not a pro-Trump guy at all. He's a fucking moron. But a few decisions could really dictate a lot of fucking, like, information and a lot of, I don't know what the word is, but it's like, you could change things real quick if you just made a couple of rash decisions like they did. But getting out of Afghanistan, it obviously hasn't been positive. Like, there's been no positive of it. I don't know what they took over, but within 2 weeks, they took over, the Taliban took over within 2 weeks of us leaving.
Yeah.
I mean, how could that, and we've been there for what, 16, 20 years?
Within two weeks?
Well, but let's play devil's advocate. What could the positives be? Like, we're not dumping millions and billions of dollars a year into that area. I mean, obviously that area got fucked up. I feel bad for the people there that were trying to, like, get away from the Taliban. That sucks. But, you know, if we're just talking purely positives,
you're just
right. So we got a list of, like, there's 10 negatives, which we can all see because it was a fuck up. But maybe let's take one positive. One positive could be that we're saving money because we're not dumping money.
Oh, coming back.
And maybe it's always going to be a fuck up. Here, let's just,
that's the only positive. What are we talking about? That's, I mean, not from a human standpoint. But from an American economic, that's the only one. That's the only one that makes sense. Because if you care about humanity, that makes sense. What you just said. That's the only reason. Because we're saving money. I'm sure that was what. Now that you just said that, I'm sure that was going through the. Donald Trump looks at the fucking budget and he's like, "Oh, there's $50 million being drained every year. Let's just get the fuck out of there."
Oh, dude, it was like whatever it is, probably.
Like, you just said exactly what it was. Like, that would make the most sense, right?
Well, but oh, we'll save money. Mike Baker was talking about making hypersonic missiles. That shit's expensive. So maybe part of the defense budget was like, hey, we could use this money and make these missiles that go so fast, no country can figure out what the fuck is going on before we shoot them. And why even stay there, wasting this money?
Those missiles sound, look, I'm not like a big advocate for missiles.
But like if any country has the best ones, I would like America to have them.
No offense to the rest of the world.
I know you will download the podcast. Seriously, I don't want you to get blown up by missiles either. Okay? I promise.
But I live here, so I want us to have it. Let's be honest. What are we talking about?
Don't put words in my mouth. I'm just saying that, like, if I don't know.
That's what they would say.
Somebody's going to develop them, right?
And it's like, well, I would like to believe that America could do the right thing with whatever you can do. That's accurate.
That's accurate. I feel like that's narcissistic. That's narcissistic of Americans. I agree.
I think that it's okay.
That seems like that's just like been our mentality. Like, we can fucking fix the world because we were born on this weird ass continent. But
I don't think that we do all the right things.
I mean, obviously, but you know, if somebody's gonna have supersonic missiles, like
you want to have them.
Would you rather us or more so, I want other places not. I don't want North Korea to have them. Do you want North Korea to have missiles so fast that no one can stop them? That seems like a bad idea. So clearly, some countries can potentially have them that could do a better job than other countries. You're right. I don't know. It's hard to say, man.
I would love to, and then the drone technology, stick some of those on that. I would love to have a meeting with Kim Jong Un.
You're basically like a Dennis Rodman level ambassador, so I feel like
that would be okay.
Okay, I'll take that level. Yeah. I'm headed to Vegas.
That's a compliment, bro.
I like Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Great guy.
Dennis, reach out if you'd like.
I met him outside the comedy store one time. Legend.
Yeah, it was like
Dennis Rodman. And he just like, he was, I swear to God, I spoke to him for like maybe three or four minutes. Not long. I didn't want to bother him. Because there's this like really exclusive looking club next to the comedy store. It's like maybe a hotel. I don't know what it is, but it's like, it's just a dope looking place. And he was just stood outside smoking a cigar. And he just chatted with me for like a minute. Like, was super nice. And but the thing about him, he was the coolest. You know, you meet some people and you're just like, yeah, that guy's cool. Like, just cool. Like, whatever that word is, like the Fonzie level version of that word, everything about that guy.
I feel that way.
The way he spoke.
I feel that way about you.
The way he moved. Like, just Rodman is a legend.
I was
honored.
To even be there.
Fair enough. What a nice thing to say.
Yeah, he was cool.
Should we wrap this up?
I didn't want to bother him too long.
Yeah, we're getting close.
Let's finish up with... Let's see what else they talked about.
Oh, the mess in Australia.
Let's finish up with that.
Okay.
I kind of wanted to touch on that because, like, people...
That's where America's headed. That's the thing. We're headed that way. At least in California, that's what's headed. And that's what I wanted to ask.
All right, what's happening in California?
Well, it just said October 17th that everybody's going to have to be fucking vaccinated to come into restaurants, bars, and gyms. I don't know if it said work there. There seems to be a loophole that one of my coworkers had mentioned to me that if you're a restaurant, in quotations, bar, that you're going to be somehow like not held to those restrictions. But... dude, the idea that you're going to enforce a mask mandate and all this stuff and then let off and then try and do it again, you're out of your fucking mind. Like, you have lost your mind. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. You fooled me once. You will not fool me twice. We went through this and we can go ahead and go back to all the podcasts before. This power struggle and this idea that somebody else has a better insight on how to live your life is naive. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if that rubs people the wrong way, but I don't buy it.
Oh, it will.
But what does that mean?
I don't know. I guess I'm curious to see whether that happens. Because, like I was telling you earlier, it's like you're going to tell small businesses that have already suffered that if you don't come into my restaurant with a card that says you've had a check mark by it, that your money's no good here. Are you fucking out of your mind? Like, that just doesn't even make sense.
Well, you have to admit that it's unusual.
So you either got to be scared.
It's not a thing we've done before.
You either got to be scared about the fines, but I want to see the cops that walk in to write those fucking tickets. I want to see those actual humans that have to go through that process. Because if you're going to separate yourself from owning what the fuck you're doing, that's going to be a fucking weird spot to be in. Because that's what I was talking about earlier. It's like, it's okay to be doing your job, but it comes down to a certain point where it's like, you're still a human and you're still... It's like, if you saw somebody getting robbed, but it was your job to like watch the door, you either got to go fucking help the person getting robbed or watch the door. What are you picking? Is my testament, is what goes through my head. So you have to choose to say that to people because that's going to be a thing. You're going to have to say something and not to be like a brute, but it's like you're going to have to fucking, if I'm at the gym and you're going to enforce some shit, you're going to have to enforce it. Or you're going to have to call the cops or you're going to have to do something because I'm at the point now where it's like I'm going to choose what the fuck I'm going to do. Period. You made me.
What do you think this means for employees?
I don't know.
Like, business owners, I get it. Like, you're going to be hammered and, like, they're going to close you down. Like, Newsome won again after.
But what's the benefit of that? Where does the benefit?
The continued idiot. But what would be. Who was to start with?
Who's winning on this is my question. Like, who wins? Like, just show me somebody that's winning. So then I can be like, all right, well, I guess that makes sense. Because the only thing
I guess they think they're winning.
Like the only thing that makes sense to me is like it's not helping the economy. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. Because then you have to go. I don't even know if you had to pay to get vaxxed. Did you pay to get vaxxed? I don't even know if you pay to do it. But it's like
no, it was free. When I got mine, it was free.
I just don't even know where it comes from. It's like what's the benefit? Like who's winning? Is my point? Because it seems like we're just fucking shit up, just to fuck shit up. Because who? Show me somebody that's winning, and then I'll be like, all right, that makes sense. At least that person's winning. But I don't even know who that person is. Yeah. Like I'm at a loss. Like what does Newsom?
Maybe a control thing. I don't know.
I mean,
unless it comes from money.
Money would be the only thing that would dictate that. But where is the money coming from when you're shutting down business? Is my question. Like what are we doing? We're trying to fucking fuck up the economy. Who's winning? I really don't know. I'm asking these questions like as they're coming to my mind. Like who's winning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Please, somebody reach out and tell me.
I wish we got to a point where we didn't have to discuss this anymore.
I'm done with it.
Like it's right.
Fucking done. The
same.
And I'm sorry. I wish nothing but the best for anybody that's dealt with any fucking bad problems in their life that have been related to COVID. I got nothing but love. We gotta move forward.
I'm in the space where whatever you choose to do, we gotta move forward at some point. And
I think that
if you've had people die, that's fucking awful.
I'm really sorry.
And
I'm not insensitive to that. I'm empathetic to that. But come on, like, what are we doing? When you walk into a to-go restaurant here, I think LA is just like under a magnifying glass too when it comes to this.
Yeah, you guys are all fucked up. Dude, I go into the fucking
Mexican restaurant to get a burrito, and I'm waiting in line next to three tables with all their masks off, and they're not enforcing it. It's just like it comes down to just a human experience now, because it's like to request that, I'm just like, I'm done wearing the mask, guys. I'm done doing it. And if you want me to do it, I guess I'll put it on. But you're going to have to ask me to do it. That's where I'm just drawing the line in the sand right now, because, I'll do it if it makes you feel better. I'll do it. Alicia's like, I forgot the mask all the time, and I'm like, I don't want that to be something that we, like, keys, wallet, watch, fucking cell phone. I don't want mask to be the fifth fucking thing that I want to remember. I'm done with that. Especially when it comes down to like human communication. Like, I don't want to be wearing a fucking mask. I want to.
They're probably forever now.
No doubt.
I don't know.
To some degree, they're with us forever. Because things keep changing. I'm done with masks.
I'm done.
I think we're just infinitely scared of viruses.
Are you?
Now. Like we never were.
Are you?
No.
I'm not scared of. I don't.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There are ones. I mean, in the 80s, like when we grew up learning about AIDS, that was
the only thing I'm
like, there will always be new ones that are really scary that you need to take hyper precautions over. But, like, you have to also go back to normal life.
The only things I'm.
Which is, normal life is like, you know, you can't just live in a bubble.
I'm scared about losing the people that I love, and that's it.
Yeah, I don't want them to get out. That's literally the only thing I'm scared of.
Scared is not an option. You either thrive or you don't. Period.
Well, you could be scared.
No, you're scared.
People get scared.
That's normal.
That's where this comes from.
Getting scared.
I know, and it's kind of interesting because if you can acknowledge that, then maybe you like just sit quiet for a second. And realize it's not necessary. People care about you and love you. You don't need to worry about some sickness. It's 1-11.
It's true.
This is why my baker needs to step forward. The next time he's on, just be like, hey, we found aliens. And this is where they are.
So we have something else to fucking talk about.
I think this is why Elon is trying to get out to space. He's trying to give us something else to talk about. It's not just like, oh, let's push humanity forward so we can go to different planets. Let's give us something else to be excited about instead of constantly worrying about these things.
I agree with that.
How dope would it be? Seriously.
I agree with
that. The day that they're just like, we found them. They're there. They speak all the languages. They have the answers. We're like, oh, geez, thank God. Because these hairless monkeys on this planet were not figuring this shit out. We weren't getting there.
I'm down.
We tried, but we were
trying.
Close.
We're trying.
We're trying, man.
We're trying. All right, love it. All right, thanks, guys. All right, thanks, guys.
Write a review
about Garrett.
Please do.
Exclusively write about.
That's fair. I deserve it.
That will make me.
I love you guys.
We love you as always.
Thank you. Tune in for next week.
Hey, shoot us some feedback just so we know if we're doing good or bad. Please and thank you.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Mostly about.
Yeah, just about me. Just about me.
He's full on. All right.
Later.
Later.